Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau members will start to celebrate 100 years of being the voice of agriculture in the state during the 99th annual meeting this week at the Galt House in Louisville. President Mark Haney says the meeting will kick off a full year of celebration.
We're making plans to kick off the celebration, and we're actually going to celebrate this centennial all year long. We have a lot of events, as you know, through the year. Our President's Conference, our State Fair, all the activities in July and then into next year in the fall. So we feel like that it's going to be worthwhile that we actually celebrate 100 years of existence and really move this organization into a new century.
Haney says the meeting begins with the evening Vespers and Memorial Service Wednesday, November 28th, and gets into full swing November 29th with the annual Commodity Luncheon.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval is going to be with us to address the crowd, along with our Commissioner of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles, will be there. We have a field agenda for that meeting, and then throughout the day, we will be celebrating certainly our youth with the contest and really the leadership that they have.
He adds Wednesday night will feature a country music concert by a well-known Kentucky group.
We're bringing in the group Exile. It's a Kentucky group, been very popular back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, all along those years there that they had lots of number one hits.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says several awards will be presented Friday, November 30th.
We'll award a lot of our folks that are outstanding in various categories.
He adds the annual meeting wraps up Saturday with the officer election and some legislative updates.
Congressman James Comer will be speaking to our delegate body that morning, and following that day on Saturday, we will have our business session. We will elect our leaders, elect our officers, along with our board, and that's a time that we normally are able to see Senator McConnell. He usually makes a visit on Saturday morning.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.